Head coach of the Central Girls basketball team, Glenn Kirkbride, joining us here on the program. And I know, Glenn, JJ was holding his breath. I mean, we just never know. All seriousness, thank you for coming on the program. How are you doing today?
Oh, heck, I'm doing great. I appreciate you guys having me. The last time was Jeremiah's fault. I haven't figured out exactly how yet, but somehow it was.
It's okay. I'm used to taking the blame.
Yeah, I would say that's safe. pass the buck down to Jeremiah. Absolutely.
It's the American pastime.
So just getting finished up with practice over there, Glenn, getting ready to take on East on Thursday evening. And I tell you what, conference play is here. What did you like about this team through your first 10, 11 games of non-conference play, I believe, where you're 6-5 right now heading to the East?
Yeah, I tell you, this is a really fun team. One of our big strengths here is that you never know where the points are going to come from us. I mean, Jada had a huge game early, but Delaney Murphy's had a big game. Sammy Geyer's been really good for us. Bree's had a couple of double-doubles, Bree Roybal. And so we're pretty balanced, and that's a fun thing to have. It makes other coaches have to prepare for us a little differently than if we have, say, a Kai Buell from Rock Springs, something like that.
Wouldn't you like to know where the scoring is going to come from?
Well, from a coach's perspective, yeah. Nice to know that. But I tell you, again, that balance can really be a positive for us. And so I don't mind it as much as I'd let on. I like the team and the balance, and we've done well to this point. I've been happy with our progression to now.
Glenn, you've had two games where a single player has just gone nuts against you guys. I go back to the Lyman game. Was it McKinley Bradshaw from Lyman that had a huge game? And you know, they're undefeated. They've beaten a few 4A schools. And then you mentioned Kai Buell, who had 40. In those situations, I mean, what do you do in those situations? Do you just throw up your hands and say, all right, let's not let somebody else beat us? I mean, what do you do when somebody's scoring like that?
Well, you know, in both those cases, we've lost, so I don't know that this is a question I'm qualified to answer. You know, the truth is, everybody says, man, why didn't you do something different? Why didn't you do something different? Well, in both cases, we were ahead late. Lyman, we're up 4 with a minute to play, up 2 with 10 seconds to play, and one of my better free throw shooters on the line. And so a couple times the ball didn't bounce our way, that's in the Lyman deal, and that you know, we end up with the loss. I would say the Bradshaw kid is a phenomenal basketball player. She's just amazing. Surely there are D1s all over looking at her, including maybe even the University of Wyoming, I would think. And so she's phenomenal, but, you know, I don't know that I would have done much different because we're up late with the game plan we had. Same thing with Kai Buell. We're up. Late. There's a couple minutes to play. We're up quite a bit. She banks one in from way deep, and all of a sudden the momentum just kind of shifted on us. You know, we could have changed. Maybe if or when we see her again, we do. But I've got a couple kids that I trust to put on her and face guard her 9 times out of 10. That just happened to be their one. And so I don't know. I'm not sure I'd change much looking back on it.
Talking to Glenn Kirkbride, Central Girls basketball coach. East is on the schedule for Thursday, and as you open up the conference play, it seems like, you know, at least on this side of the state, and maybe over on the other side of the state, you're seeing some new faces. Evanston has popped up to be a good team. You saw Rock Springs, Green River's playing well. It seems like things have been evened out, and maybe it's not quite as maybe East dominant as it's been the last few years. Are you seeing that maybe with the way non-conference went?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think this is a really fun year from a spectator's point of view, because I think anybody can beat anybody on any given night. I really do. And that's not coach speak right there. You just look at some of the games, teams that have beat other teams and then been beat by a team from the West or a team from the East. And I think on any given night, anybody can jump up and do it. I've talked before about how talented I think the level of basketball is. I think the coaches are phenomenal, and I think anybody can get anybody, and so it's going to be a fun year from that perspective.
Where are you guys at right now in terms of maybe, you know, the kind of basketball you hoped you'd be playing or maybe expected to be playing at this time of the season?
You know, we're not too far off. We've been pretty up and down. We've actually had just a terrible week of practice here this week, and I don't know what that's going to mean even for tomorrow, let alone Thursday and then on Saturday. But we've had some stretches where we've really gone three or four games and improved. I think from the first weekend to the second, we improved. I think over the Christmas break, we improved a little bit. And so I think we're sitting just fine and kind of right where we want to be. Again, this conference is so tough. You've got to be ready to go night in and night out. But our progression, I think, isn't too far off of where we want it to be. I'm happy with it. I'm excited to see what happens here the next three, 4 weeks.
Glenn, I know you're so familiar with a lot of the players, especially in 4A, but across the state, and East lost such a good senior class last year. How have you seen them kind of, you know, on film or just scouting them a little bit, you know, come off of that state championship with such a good senior class and get basically a whole new crop of players?
Yeah, they have, but I tell you, they kind of do what East does, and it's next man up over there because they have a couple of bigs, Jazzy and Kaylee over there that are just, they're monstrous and they're tough to stop. I mean, they just are. They're so big. They're very physical. Mackenzie's obviously a phenomenal player. She's going to go play college ball next year. And so they're very good. They have some depth there at the guard. They're going to be real tough for us, but I'm excited to be a part of it.
You've got a team that, you know, you have a lot of seniors on this team, but you know, you've got a freshman in Bailey Delbridge who's playing quite a bit for you guys, doing some good things for you guys, handling the ball a lot for you guys. What have you seen out of her so far during the non-conference season?
You know, one thing about Bailey, she's really matured just since even last May, and that may not be fair to her. She may have been there the entire time, but I've seen her exclusively, you know, since May 24th or whenever I was hired through the summer league and all of that stuff. And she came in mature, but she's even matured more as we go. She handles pressure. She does well. She really thinks. She's got an incredible high basketball IQ, and that helps her a bunch. So she's fun to have with us, and she contributes. She does some good things. She really does.
Glenn, we appreciate the time. 5:30, scheduled tip-off between East and Central Thursday over at Story Gym, followed by the boys' game. We'll be out there, and Glenn, we'll see you there on Thursday night. Thank you so much.
That's awesome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, take it easy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.